ॐ अज्ञानमरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः आजानुलान्वितभुजौ कनकावदतो सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वाम्बरौ इव द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगनरगनतां वितांथं सुजीवं सद्वैतां सावधूतां परिजनसहितां श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च आनन्दलीलामयविग्रहाय हे माबुद्धिव्यश्च विसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Thiru Bab Mahamahutsavati Thi Ghi Jai. Narayani Nandan Vrindavan Das Thakur. We are told that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami and presenting Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, he's very careful, almost apologetic in praising Vrindavan Das Thakur and his work Chaitanya Bhagwat, originally titled Chaitanya Mangal. And it's a very fine, critical point to be made that marjada vyatikram, not to disregard or disrespect anyway, even remotely unintentionally, for the predecessors. The predecessor Acharya. Because Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, what would be the necessity of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam? Considering that Vrindavan Das's work, that's generally taken, that's the biography of Mahaprabhu. There's also from Murari Gupta, and there are some other works, but the Murari Gupta, and this, but Vrindavan Das is considered the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. And so once the Guru Maharaj said, If Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyas, then Kaviraj Goswami is like Sukadev, right? Because they're both presenting Bhagavatam. And Guru Maharaj reminds us, like, how does this work with all these great Vaishnavas? They're all equally worshipable in their own right. And then what if there is a gathering? As Gurudev once, at showing his divine thinking, he thought, if all the mantras, it means their personifications, were assembled, he said, where would the sannyas mantram be sitting? You know, he didn't answer it, he just posed that question. So all these great souls together, when we're reminded, when Sukadeva speak, Vyas and Narada are in the audience. And as Srila Guru Maharaj said, like Vyas and Narada looking at each other and saying, because it came from Narada to Vyas to Sukadeva, but Narada and Vyas are saying, oh, what new color, new shape, new form it's going to come out from this boy. They're very eager to hear. They're not thinking that it's a transgression of etiquette. Why should he be speaking in their presence? Right? So it's a very fine point. No, they're eager to hear what they gave to him, how it will come out with new shape, new color, etc. So Vrindavan, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, his premise is that whatever's been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur is perfect. There's no, it would be redundant and, what's the word? Like arrogant, but another word. On my part to do that. He's saying, but in places where it's not been, something's not been described or dealt with in detail, presumptuous is the word I was searching for. So then I will say something. That's also abject humility on his part. He's not just filling in missing pastimes, but revealing something that is not expressed or fully expressed in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. But that said, so Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's Guru Maharaj is described as one of the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu. And he came and expresses in his work, his lamentation that so many of these pastimes in Mahaprabhu happened just after he came and he wasn't privileged to be an eyewitness, and that makes it even more interesting. But these things he gathered by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and other associates of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And we're told, in terms of the family lineage, that his father was an atheist. Right? So he is not praised. Right? But what is another name for Vrindavan Das Thakur? Narayani Nandan, the son of Narayani. We're told that Narayani Devi was the niece of Srivas Thakur. And when she was a little girl, she got some prasad from Mahaprabhu himself. So an exalted divine lady, and her son is Vrindavan Das Thakur, right? And it's interesting that his work is about the glories ultimately of Mahaprabhu, right? It's Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat. But we can't help but notice to the degree that he is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. At times, I remember when I was first reading, I thought, this is a book about Nityananda. You know, like when's Mahaprabhu part come? So he can't conceal his heart's love and affection for Nityananda Prabhu. And of course, ontologically consistent is the understanding, as Guru Maharaj would say, for your Krishna conception or your Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya conception to be substantial, it has to have as its foundation the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So we heard and we observed Srila Guru Maharaj always saying, dial nitai. There are certain things we know Guru Maharaj says, gaur hari bol, sometimes nitai, gaur hari bol. And I mention this because sometimes he would say these things for a long time. Like just keep continually saying, nitai, gaur hari bol, nitai, you know, for an extended period of time. Nitai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Srivas. I mentioned that in Moscow, maybe a few times. And this boy, Gadadhar Pran, he wrote very beautifully for me in Kyrillic letters, the Russian language. Nitai, like it made an impression on him. Nitai Gaur Gadadhar Advaita Srivas. Because I had not heard that expressed anywhere other than from the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj. But another favorite was Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar. Just think about that. If someone said, where is another example of that? I would say, oh, in the pages of Jaiva Dharma. Yes, he's that type of person that you find in the pages of the Jaiva Dharma, lost and taking Gornam, Gorgadadhar, and Nitai Gor. So one of the favorite things Guru Maharaj is saying, and seemed to be saying it more and more towards the end of his manifest pastimes, was dial nitai. Dial nitai, dial nitai, nitai chaitanya, dial nitai. And as Srila Gurudev once said, himself explaining, because everybody's wondering, like, why is saying dial nitai? You know what I mean? Like the merciful nitai, you know, praying for the mercy of Nityananda. And Gurudev said, everyone knows that Srila Guru Maharaj is Rupa Goswami's man. Right? He's the Rupa Nugadhara, as conferred by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And so why is he always saying, dial nitai, dial nitai, dial nitai, nitai chaitanya, dial nitai? He said, because the foundation of his Krishna conception, the foundation of his Krishna Chaitanya conception is based on the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Saying, if the foundation is deep, then the superstructure built upon that can be very great. If the foundation is not deep and strong, then whatever you build upon that will topple. Right? And Srila Guru Maharaj said that, and this occurs inevitably in the discussion of Krishna consciousness, because people say, oh, that's very high. Well, what is higher than Krishna consciousness? Nothing. Right? Unless someone very clever said, like, Gaur consciousness. And that would be an interesting discussion. Gaur Gadadhar, but what we mean to say is, in discussing Krishna consciousness, there's a general representation of spiritual substance, right? But as we go deeper, as Guru Maharaj says, dive deep into reality, deeper and higher, and get a more refined concept, it naturally will go to something very high. just as we Guru Maharaj observed about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, wherever his talk began, it ended up with Radha Dasyam. It didn't matter where it started, but inevitably it worked its way toward that conclusion. So Guru Maharaj would say, who preferred not to deal with general subject matter the mass, but a higher quality substance in a small group, said, inevitably something very high will be expressed, and maybe there is some offense on our part in the representation. After Guru Maharaj gave one of the most amazing explanations, exposition on Bhaktivinoda's Sharanagati regarding Krishna Nam, and everyone was astonished at the end. Guru Maharaj said, oh, it was Bhakya Aparad, meaning like explanation Aparad. I didn't do it justice. It's so much more wonderful than that. And we will hear Kaviraj Goswami say the same thing after expressing some inconceivably wonderful and astonishing pastime of Mahaprabhu. He'll say, whatever description I gave, I'm just indicating the direction. I can't fully express this pastime. If Anantadev with his innumerable mouths is incapable of exhausting the glories of the Lord, then what to speak of a fallen soul as myself? But I've indicated the direction of these things. So such humility, negativity is there and as an indication of the depth of positive penetration. Same thing, foundation, you know, and what is built upon it above. So Guru Maharaj said, so maybe if I committed some offense in my representation, then I said, you know, dial nitai, dial nitai, dial. I pray for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu to reinstate me in my former position, safe position. So perfect is the thinking of Srila Guru Maharaj, and so consistent what is expressed by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And remember, not only we could say, oh, Vrindavan Das Thakur is a Nityananda fanatic. That would be good enough, actually. Only in Bengal can you still hear, and Bangladesh means Bengal or something, people saying, taking the name of Nityananda. I was walking down Park Street in Calcutta. And normally when people see us, you know, they go like, I mean, if they're friendly, they go like, Hare Krishna or something like that. I was walking down Park Street in Calcutta and some man goes by and he goes like, Jai Nitai. That's all he said. So still, it's one of the saving graces of Bengal is their affinity for Nityananda Prabhu. They have some special love for him and appreciation. So Kaviraj Goswami, we're saying Chaitanya Charitamritam takes us to Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotional interior, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, Nomi Krishna Sarupam. But Kaviraj Goswami will say, how did all this happen? By way of introduction, why should you listen to me and what I'm saying? He's saying, because I got the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And he tells that story about Meena Ketana Ram, who's a beloved disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, and someone offended him, they're finished. And Kaviraj Goswami, defending him, telling him, quoting the Nyayak fallacy, Arda Kuki and Nai, half a hen. You like the part of the chicken that delivers the egg, but not the part that devours, that requires being fed. He's saying, so you ostensibly present yourself as a devotee of Mahaprabhu, but if you have no appreciation for Nitai, for Nityananda, it's, you know, a delusion. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, how did all of this mercy come to me? I got the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, and he gave me entrance into Vrindavan. Right, as Narottam later expresses, Heno Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Payate Nai. Nitai Koruna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. How beautiful, how concise, how clear. Saying, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, you won't get Radha and Krishna. Period. Full stop. Don't see him as peripheral or redundant, auxiliary or non-essential. I say, no, absolutely necessary to be given entrance into that plane. And who else? So that's Kaviraj Goswami's story. What else do we find in Charitamritam? Raghunath Das Goswami. How he had to get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu to join Mahaprabhu's group. And how in such a charming and peculiar way he did, by having to feed all the associates of Nityananda. Apparently they're all quite hungry on a regular basis. And Nityananda's hungry, they're all hungry, they're reflecting their master. And they show up and then they have to be fed. And Raghunath Das did that and such grand stuff, so wonderful that Mahaprabhu himself appeared there. And that's where we hear Nityananda putting food in Mahaprabhu's mouth, Mahaprabhu feeding Nitai, everybody laughing at the Chiradoi festival. But it's at that point, and what does Nityananda say? They're saying, I got the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda's saying, oh, all these devotees, they gave you their mercy. Now you'll get Krishna. Now you'll be able to go to Mahaprabhu. Because all these wonderful devotees, you please them, they're satisfied with you, and by their grace. Right? But their grace is reflected grace from the heart of the Kripa avatar, Nityananda. Right? Why am I speaking so much about Nityananda? So that Vrindavan Das Thakur will be pleased with us. He wants to hear the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. And what does Kaviraj Goswami say? Preme Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatar. One line, so you know, Preme Matta, mad with Krishna Prem, Premimatta Nityananda is the Kripa avatar, the mercy avatar. Madly intoxicated with Krishna Prem to the point of can't distinguish between high, low, qualified, unqualified, just intoxicating others with Krishna Prem and Gaur Prem. So Nityananda Prabhu always chanting the glory, excuse me, Vrindavan Das Thakur, always singing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. It occurs to him that maybe there are rumors of those who do not recognize the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, or who do not accept his mercy. So, in different places, devotees lament such things in a very heartfelt way. But Vrindavan Das Thakur reveals somewhat of his exclusivity and the intensity of his devotion to Nityananda Prabhu by saying, I'm entreating you to take the mercy, the lotus feet of Gaura Nityananda, and how much you'll be benefited for that. He is imploring the readers. And then he says something very peculiar and unusual. He says, but if you don't take me up on this offer, then I'm going to kick your teeth in. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, I'm going to kick your teeth in with my left foot. That's even more insulting. And as usual, the Sahajiyas, when, just when you thought they couldn't get any more wrong, you have to add this to the list. That they say, like, oh, look at him. He doesn't possess the type of humility that we find in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami humbly says, Jagai madhai hoite muise papista purishera kita hoite muise lagista, that I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. I'm lower than the worm and stool. If you hear my name, you'll lose all your pious credits. If you vibrate my name, you'll rot in hell. And here's Vrindavana saying, and if you don't accept the mercy of Gaura Nityananda, I'm going to kick your teeth in. Saying, what kind of Vaishnavism is that? But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he comes to the defense of Vrindavanas Thakur. When pressed on this issue, he said, yes, he's so merciful. In this way, he's opened a new channel for the mercy of the Lord via his foot to your mouth. How? He said, he's like, we see the level of love, affection he has for Gaura Nityananda, particularly Nityananda. He's like their child. And in one sense, literally, as we told you, he came the latter part. So he's like their child, and we've seen and experienced. You have two parents and you have a little, like a toddler or something, or a three-year-old, usually, somewhere around there. And they're having a discussion, and then the little kid comes out like and kicks somebody in the shins or something. And they're like, oh, you know, and then runs and hides behind their parents again. Right? And then the parents, they have to offer themselves to the afflicted, the wounded, right? They have to offer themselves in compensation. Right? So he's saying, Vrindavandas Thakur, really, first of all, that means that someone does not understand the opportunity that is before them. We can understand that even a little. What would be the perspective of someone like Vrindavandas Thakur? That's why you see the intensity in him and Vasu Ghosh and others. They're just apoplectic that someone will not do this or take advantage of it. They know infinitely more than we do about it, and therefore they're imploring. Nityananda Prabhu himself is falling at the, knocking on the door, going door to door, falling at the feet of people, begging them to accept the lotus feet of Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nam. Right? So, although he was told by Gauranga, what? Jare dako jare kaho Krishna. Go preach to the people about Krishna. And Nityananda. Yes, sir. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga. He goes to Bengal and he's preaching about Mahaprabhu. Did he just deviate, or he loves Mahaprabhu so much he ignores? What is that? No, he knows that for you to get Krishna, Nitai Karuna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe, what is also expressed by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur in the Chaitanya Chandramatam, Yata Yata Gaura Padara Vinde, Vinde Ta Bhaktim Krita Punya Rasi, Tata Tatot Sarputi Hridya Kazmat, Radha Padam Boja Sudam Burasi. What is he saying? Focus on Gaurapada, Gaurapadara Vinde, the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yata Yata Gaurapadara Vinde Ta Bhaktim Krita Punya Rasi. This Krita Punya, Guru Maharaj said, is the same as Sumedasa. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Drishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedasa. Who will get it? Who will understand it? Sumedha means intelligence. Su means very, and you know, very refined. Guru Maharaj says refined theistic intellect. What will they observe? That the entrance to Krishna Lila is through Gaura Lila. The entrance to Vrindavan is through Navadvip. The entrance into the Rasa Lila is the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. Right. So Gaura Padara Nityananda's employment, fall at the feet of Gauranga. And then what will happen as a consequence? Yata tata Gaura. Tata tatot sarpati hridya kazmat radha padamboja sudam burasi. Saying automatically, subconsciously, deep from within the heart's core, the radha rasa shudhanidhi will begin to flow. In other words, you will spring out of the soil of Vrindavan, right, and enter that plane. So he knows, where is that entrance? It is in service to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, and Vrindavan Das Thakur knows this, Gaur Nityananda, and sees someone somehow not appreciating this, right? Not understanding the opportunity is before them. Krishna descends once in a day of Brahma. Mahaprabhu and Radha Baba Dyuti Subalita comes once in a day of Brahma after Krishna descends. This opportunity is before them. So, and seeing it will pass away for untold yugas, like Koti Kalpa. So Vrindavanas mercifully with his foot left or right to the mouth is creating a new channel for the Lord's mercy. Who can understand that or believe that but a devotee of the purest type? So Srila Saraswati Thakur, who is, you know, the perfect picture of gravitas, how merciful he is and revealing this to his disciples and followers and the subsequent generations. So, many pastimes are given in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Its particular focus is on the Adi Leela, the early pastimes of Mahaprabhu, from his birth up to his taking sannyas. And after taking sannyas, it abruptly ends. And actually it ends in such a way with Jagannath and Baladev slapping the face of Pundarik Vidyaniti and Puri for chastising the pujaris for offering the starch cloth. it just stops. And the reader is left with a feeling that there must be more. And it's Vrindavan Das himself who says, their future Vyas will continue chronicling and providing exposition on the pastimes. And there are Guru Maharaj mentioned, Vyas in this sense is like a title. That's why we have who we say Veda Vyas, he's Krishna Dwaipayana Vyas. As Guru Maharaj once explained to me, Vyas means to compile and structure. Samas, compile, Vyas, give it structure and exposition. So he's, in this sense, hinting at what is to come from Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu. But as far as his own description of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he compares it to a bird like flying in infinite sky, right? According to one's capacity. Right? How it's infinite. How high, how deep, how far one can go. He said, like the bird flying in infinite sky. But there, how should we say that Mahaprabhu, as it says in the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami, Sado Pasha Srimandrita Manujakai Pranayitam Bahadbir Girvane Girisha Paramirishta Prabhritibi Sha Bhaktibya Sudham Nijabhajana Mupadishan Satchaitanya kime punar apidushor yashati padam. But sabhaktebhya sudham nijabhajana mudra mupadishan. Saying he's descended with his devotees to teach devotion as a devotee. So Chaitanya Bhagavat shows the gradual evolution of Nimai Pandit toward devotion and into devotion. So as we hear there, and we know Guru Maharaj saying, Gorga Dadhar, Krishna and Radharani, this is their Acharya Leela. So Gadadhar Pandit, who is so charming and gentle and beautiful. Imagine, you know, Srimati Radharani as a boy in Chaitanya Leela. How sweet, how gentle, and a pundit, so knowledgeable and has so much love and affection for Nimai Pandit. But in his early pastimes, he's not showing devotion. Right? So the other devotees, Gadadhar Pandit says, Nimai Pandit is perfect and charming in every way, has only one flaw. He's not a devotee. So it's to set up all these things that are going to come later. So it starts with he's appearing like an arrogant scholar, naughty youngster, and these different ways, but not showing devotion. And this is somewhat comical in the sense that it's Krishna. So Krishna is not a devotee. So it's true. And so they're saying, but in a very sweet way, and saying, oh, he would be so perfect if he was a devotee, like perfect every way. Can't check that box quite yet. Right? And what is Gadadhar Pandit has some deities. And as happens, someone's caring for the deity, they have to do something and they enlist someone else in the service. So we're told there, Gadadhar Pandit asked Nimai Pandit, can you do the deity seva for today and Nimai Pandit, and bathes, puts on fresh cloth, tilak, comes before the deity and sees the beauty of the deities and becomes so overwhelmed, starts Ganga streams of, Ganga-like streams of tears are pouring from his lotus face, drenching his clothes. That he has to bathe again, put on fresh clothing, and get the same result. And what is his conclusion? He's saying, I'm so unfortunate, I can't worship the deity. As if that were some, his being overwhelmed by prem. So it's Krishna gradually expressing himself as a devotee. We're told particularly in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, after he goes to Gaya for some funeral rituals for his father and returns, and he's mad with Gopi Bhav and actually love for the Braja Gopis. And now all the devotees are happy and it's spreading like wildfire, the rumors that Nimai, have you heard what? Nimai Pandit's become a devotee. He's joined the Krishnas. He's joined the Krishna cult. But still, as Nimai Pandit, we see he's gradually going towards Radha Bhav. But Radha Bhav is only fully expressed in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamritam. So it begins with Bhakta Bhav. And even then, sometimes his mania is to show the position of different avatars momentarily, as the time when he visits the house of Murari Gupta, right? Knocks on, he opens the door, yes, may I help you? And he's the Varaha avatar is there. He said, aren't you going to invite me in? And he enters the house. Murari Gupta is astonished. Nimai Pandit becomes a Varaha avatar. And what is his, why is it appropriate and not just, on the one hand we say, oh, it's just whimsical. He seems to just whimsically, he's Varaha, he's doing that. No, what is the function of the Varaha avatar? To save the earth, right? What did we say in the first? Vishwambaro, Ivadvijaboro, Yugadharma Palo. He, Paritranaya Sarunam, Vinashaya Chadiskritam. All these things have to be connected. Right? So he's, as Krishna, he comes to save the world. Right? More specifically, the earth. Well, that means the world. The earth, the world. People, everybody. Right? When we say save the world, it just doesn't mean like make it green, but it means the people in the world. Without the people, not much world. Right? So he's descended to do that. So why show Varaha avatar? Why have I come? To save the world. But entering the house as Varaha with his two tusks, lifted the earth and restored her to her former pristine position. There's, as we've seen, those Indian water pots, they're like totally round. So he goes over and lifts up the water pot as a symbolic gesture of saving the world. He's come to save the world with his Nam Sankirtan. And so, so many different pastimes, but on the way ultimately to Radha Bhav, We find that once he says something peculiar, that he wants to, it's what in Chaitanya Charitamrita is called Devi Bhav. He's saying, I want to put on a play. Where is it? The house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. Yeah. He's saying, I'll be Rukmini. See, remember, he is ultimately Radha Bhav, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. He is gradually moving in that direction. So he says, I want to be in the Devi position. And he tells someone to get all the costumes. There's going to be a stage. And everyone's wondering what part they get to play, particularly Advaita Acharya. And Nityananda will be there, Haridas Thakur, and the audience, Sachimati, Malini, and others. And everyone's excited to see this. But remember, he's going to present himself as Rukmini and also Devi, all forms of goddess. And in the midst of their excitement and anticipating how they'll be able to participate, Advaita and Srivas are there, and Mahaprabhu says, only there's one condition. What's that? He's saying that only people whose senses are completely controlled, Shraddha, what is the, Hridroga Mashu Api Hinoti Achirena Dhira. Only those who are dhira, whose senses are completely under control, can be in the audience or participate. And we're told at that point, Srivas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they're going, what's the problem? They're going like, then I won't be able to attend. Think about it. Advaita Acharya, he's Mahavishnu. In his day job, he's Mahavishnu. Srivas Thakur is Narad Muni. And they're saying they're not qualified to be there. But we have our friends who they've been chanting Hare Krishna for many years now and following them. And they're ready. They're ready for the highest thing, to enter the highest realm, the highest zone. Right? But Mahavishnu, avatar, Advaita, sometimes told to be Shiva, who is the ultimate dhira, right? Narad Muni, they don't consider themselves qualified. So what do we learn about the position of actual devotees? They're not thinking how qualified they are, but rather how unqualified they are. Even so, the highest exalted souls, right? So their abject humility, although heartfelt, it's not opposing. They're not pretending. They feel that way genuinely. That has to be understood. So Nimai Pandit says, and their abject humility is like breaking, it's heartbreaking for him to see, repeatedly we see, when the greatest super servitors, greatest devotees express some deep humility, it almost is like painful for Mahaprabhu to hear. So as Nimai Pandit hearing, he's saying, all right, I'm going to give the two of you a benediction. They're like, yes. For the duration of the performance, your senses will be under control. It's a special personal boon from me to you. Then there were told, the Advaita Acharya start spinning, and what part will I play? And he said, it's like yosi, sosi, namosite, you can play whatever you want. So then they all gather together. And there's a stage, and we're. I mean, this is actually there. When I say this, I think, like, does it really say this? And it does. How wonderful is the Chaitanya Bhagavat? So we're told, Haridas Thakur comes out as a policeman with a handlebar mustache. And he's like, and he's saying, look sharp, everyone, stay awake and be attentive. Tonight, Krishna Prem will be distributed to everyone. And he starts giving some backstory about what he, there. Nard Muni comes in and he goes, oh, Narada, where are you? I'm just coming from Vaikuntha. Well, how is Vaikuntha? It's empty. Really? Yes. And why? Because the Gaur avatar, Gaur Narayan, Vrindavanas likes to call him Gaur Narayan, he descended and emptied out Vaikuntha. Like everyone went with him. So it's empty. And we're told Sachi Devi, she's, and remember, that's Narada being played by Srivas Thakur. And she turns to Mali and says, is that your husband? And she said, yeah, and she goes, he looks exactly like Narada. Remember, he is. And then she starts thinking about it, and we're told Mother Sachi faints, and everyone has to come and revive her. So then, and there are more scenes. It's so beautiful. It's one chapter, I believe, and the Madhya Lila. But then, and Braja Gopis, Nityananda's Gopi, two Gopis are traversing Vrindavan, having conversations. And then at one point, when everyone is just utterly astonished, like the curtain opens, and there is Nimai Pandit fully as Rukmini and lying on the ground, scratching the earth, writing that famous kidnap me prayer. Srutva gunan bhuvana sundara srinvatam te nirvisha karna vivarai haratonga tapam rupam dusham dushimatam akilarta labam twayachuta twayachuta chiti apatra apatra pamme visati chitra apatra pamme. Saying, when Rukmini is writing this kidnap me letter, saying, you're, now that I've heard about you, I understand you're the most beautiful thing in the world. That is the most promising thing for us. Somehow, by the grace of our Guru Varga, we've heard about Krishna, the most beautiful thing in the world and beyond. That we don't say we've realized that, but we can't deny that we've heard about Krishna from the lotus lips of pure devotees, of those who love Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada said, the words of pure devotees are saturated with saffron mercy particles from the lotus feet of Krishna. They have a marvelous, wondrous, miraculous effect upon the heart. So we're hopeful. As Gurudev said, there's only two things we're sure of, is that we are fallen and that Krishna is merciful to the fallen. So there's hope. But when she's writing that and saying, and now I understand why there's such a thing as hearing. Hearing is to hear about you. Seeing is to see you. And all these things, like, but we're told, what is she doing? She's writing with her lotus finger, but her tears are pouring out. They're the ink. So she's writing this in her tears, right? Her lotus finger is the pen. The tears are the ink, and she, and all, everyone sees, this is Nimai Pandit. Right? And they're astonished. And then as they look, there are many different types of devotees there. Right? And they're trying to see more clearly. And someone is saying, is it Rukmini? Someone else, no, I think it's, is it Durga? Is it Ma Durga? No, I see Ma Kali. There, every type of god, goddess there is, they see Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, Ma Kali, Durga Devi, Rukmini, Radharani, all Devi Bhav is what Kaviraj Goswami refers to this pastime. They see everything. And then, night wears on, no one wants this play to ever end. But then the sunrise comes. And it's like the most painful sunrise they've ever seen. Like, this means that everything's going to end, and they're all devastated. And I'm just saying this because it's recorded in the pages there. Then what we're told, in this mood, he takes all the devotees and breastfeeds them some divine nectarine substance to make them happy. And he says, thereby realizing the Bhagavad Gita verse, Pitaham asya jagato mata data pitamaha. Says, not only Pita, I'm the father, but Pita mata pitamaha. But the mother and the grandfather, everything. So now all the devotees are fully satisfied. They're astonished at what they've experienced. And when they go home, we're told the place where this play took place, this pastime, it was glowing like the Brahma Jyoti for days afterwards. So people would walk by and be blinded by the effulgence in the aftermath of the performance. That's, you know, Vakya Aparad of one part of one chapter in the Madhya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Kaviraj Goswami rightly says, whatever he's expressed is inconceivable and wonderful, and to repeat that would be an offense on my part. But there are a few things that his devotees have asked me to present. Because we're told that Haridas Pandit, that think of this, before Charitamritam, so all the devotees, they want to hear Chaitanya Bhagwat. So they live in Vrindavan, and near the Madan Mohan temple, Vigraha, and this devotee named Haridas Pandit, he will recite the Chaitanya Bhagwat. And not just recite, that's an offense to suggest. You know, just sing the Chaitanya Bhagwat, and then they, I'm sure, give some exposition as well. And the description given by Kaviraj Goswami of this, he says it's like, he was like a moon, and all the devotees that would come to hear were like so many stars. And when he would sing the Chaitanya Bhagwat, he said, it appeared like streams of nectar flowing on the moon. His moon-like face, streams of nectar, the sounds coming from his lotus mouth. And all the devotees in the audience, like so many stars. And it's that Haridas Pandit who told Krishnadas Kaviraj, yes, Prabhu, you please express these pastimes we've heard from you that you got from Raghunath Das Goswami and Swarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu's secretary and his assistant, and Puri, these unheard-of pastimes, and also the revelation of the ecstatic emotional interior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the internal reason for his descent. It's growing, that public life, private life. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vaneva, to express, to experience the type of love that is only found in the heart of Srimati Radharani, means Mahabhav, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. So Haridas Pandit, all these, the Madan Mohan Vigraha, Madan Gopal, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Lokanath Goswami, they all implored and gave their blessings for Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami to present Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. But repeatedly, he's singing the glories of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And so we should always read them in tandem, if we can, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat and Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. And as Guru Maharaj said, Chaitanya Bhagavat is, rasa without ontology. It's not a philosophical book, as it. Chaitanya Charitamritam is filled with intricate Sanskrit verses and quotes from. Chaitanya Bhagavat has a handful of verses. One of them I quoted three tonight. The beginning two, glorifying Gaura Nityananda, and the one from Rukmini. Right? So there's a handful there. It's just like the overflowing of the melted heart of Vrindavan Das Thakur, what he loves about Gaura Nityananda, and he's like, wants to share that with all the readers. Hare Krishna. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Tiro Bhav Mahamahotavititi Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.